Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. CVS and Rite Aid are expanding drive-through COVID-19 testing in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. The tests are less invasive than some others. WHYY's Alan Yu reports while testing is important, a negative result may not mean someone is in the clear.
A positive COVID-19 test means that, yes, someone has the new coronavirus. But a negative test is more tricky. Very few tests are 100% accurate. And research shows that even if someone gets a COVID-19 test in a hospital, there could still be as much as a 30% chance of getting a false negative, of the test not finding the virus even though someone is infected. Ron Coleman is a virologist and professor of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
You know, it's an area that's evolving. Testing is really important. Positive tests are really meaningful. And we have to keep in mind that it is possible that some proportion of infected individuals will be missed by the test.
He has seen patients test negative, but test positive a second time. It could be something with the test itself. The drive-through pharmacy tests have patients swab their own noses with staff watching. Or it's just that how much virus is in someone's nose and throat can vary over time. His research group and others are working on saliva tests, which could yield more consistent results. Alan Yu, WHYY News.